This is Mandy, and a very good morning to all you listeners out there. Today on our weekly sports programme, we have Barbara Clooney, a windsurfing instructor, and John Clarence, who, at the tender age of 16, is the reigning skateboard champion. We also have with us Larry Cooper, who runs his own parachuting school, and folks, no introduction is needed for Samuel Bull, basketball star and teen idol. Right, Barbara, first things first. What kind of equipment is needed for windsurfing?
Well, a board, obviously. A wetsuit would also be a good idea for anyone planning to windsurf in cold water.
And what does this sport offer?
Naturally, it's a great way to keep fit, and I also find it particularly relaxing. On the other hand, however, windsurfing is an expensive sport. Lessons and equipment cost a lot.
So what talents or skills does one need?
Oh, the beginner has to be very courageous and determined. There are some dangerous currents out there. Since the beginner also has to learn to stand on his board, a sense of balance is definitely needed.
I see. Right, John. Now tell us a bit about skateboarding.
Skateboarding is for the young at heart. All you need is a skateboard, some knee pads, and a helmet for protection.
Why skateboarding, John?
It's fun. And don't forget, it's cheap too. The only problem is that you can hurt yourself. But if...
So I would imagine. And like windsurfing, I suppose, you would need a good sense of balance.
Yes, and you do have to be fit, especially if you intend to do jumps and spins.
I see. Thank you, John. Now, Larry, what in heaven's name attracted you to parachuting? What do we need apart from a parachute? Would you call it a safe sport?
Actually, all you do need is a parachute, and you can be guaranteed the most thrilling experience of your life. However, now for the cons. Parachuting is in fact a risky sport. I don't have to tell you why. And because of the lessons, it's also a very expensive sport. What you need is to be courageous. And to reduce the possibility of accidents, good training is absolutely essential. Moreover, anyone who might be interested in taking up the sport should definitely be fit.
Now to something a little less adventurous, but no less exciting. Basketball. Over to you, Samuel.
Hey, basketball's for everyone. Rich, poor, young, old. Get yourself a ball, some trainers, a pair of shorts and you're set.
What do you like about basketball?
It's interesting. There's no chance of getting bored while you're playing or watching the game. It's cheap, too. Just get a ball and a bunch of people who can play. The only problem is that it's tiring, as you have to keep running up and down the court.
What skills do you need?
Oh, since you're part of a team, you need to be cooperative and, like for most sports, fit. If you want to play the game well, good training is also advised.
Whoops, sorry folks, run out of time. But not before we give our guests a very warm thank you.